Beyond Turn Zero Part 2 by Rottle. It's frustrating you cannot hold any more without sacrificing combat. You might inspect the container and swap items or move on and forget about it. You hear someone counting upwards. You find adrenaline inside and use it. An electrifying sensation crashes over. You also find a medicinal soda labeled Cure F and drink it. It tastes awful. It also eliminates the gut-crushing sensation completely. There is a man in a jumpsuit with his hands behind his head.
20! 21! Ah! What is it? I'm counting and not looking like you asked. I don't want any trouble.
Where did you go? Quickly.
I didn't see, but I heard something in the cart.
The adrenaline crisps your senses ahead of two creatures that appear. Your body waits madly ahead for motion, conscious, thoughts scrambling the gap.
Ah!
You fire a burst, destroying the creature. The other pounces but misses you entirely. You prod it off course and fire a second. It dies before touching the ground. Follow me if you want to live.
I'm moving!
You're inside the balcony court. You hear your acquaintance following, fishing for something in her pack. There appears to be floor hatches in the center of the court and some containers about. Did Kari escape through here? Where could she have gone to? With no certainty of intentions, you swing to the side and catch the equine as he enters. What are you holding? He fumbles a roll of coins.
Ah! I want you to have this. It's my frivolous savings, but I've had far enough excitement today.
The roll contains 10 rise, a fair amount of spending. You search the shelf and find the mechanized miracle super bit and dry D rations inside a container. You can only keep the bit. One of the hatches was tampered with and comes off without effort. It's blocked by a wedge plate, and from the other side, you use your welders to cut it open.
Can you see what you're doing? Here, take this, too.
It gives you a modular light. It can be easily attached to either of your weapons. There's a terrible smell, and as you kick the plate away, you find out why. The fearless front was good while it lasted. Your hands and feet seize up as your breathing becomes impossible to control. You have an inexplicable fear of rotting corpses. In your current state, there is no way you can properly fight or make precise action. You scramble to remove yourself from the situation and sort your options. The corpse was not Kari's doing, but she escaped through here.
How long has that been down there? Sweet infinite psyche. Did they not inspect Edison for bodies nor nests?
You hear sources enter the hall. You attach the light module to your rifle and put on your aviators to conceal some of your terror. The soldiers stand and spread out from the hall, seeming alarmed and puzzled. The equine turns to you.
Are you all right?
What's your name and rank? Do I know you?
My name is Hazel. Civilian. I'm with the builders. I've seen you before, but I don't think we've met.
One of the soldiers confronts you.
What was that gunfire? What happened? Explain.
As a familiar face enters the hall, you consider modes of response and pick your words carefully. You begin to explain, all the while staring at the chest of the con woman. I came here to give our pins to the cadets. A warrior cadet pulled off a grenade and disintegrated everyone but her and myself. She escaped. I'm not sure what happened. He reacts to the mention of color.
Lisa! She was up to no good from the start, and you were too nice to keep her in line.
Your canine familiar enters the conversation.
That's enough.
I returned fire several times and chased her through this structure. Are you blaming me?
Disintegrated? Don't expect me to believe that. Where is she off to?
The canine throws a square punch, flooring the soldier. He writhes on the floor.
Fuck!
Get the soldiers
on the lookout for Melissa. Fair skin, white hair, last seen wearing dress uniform on Edison grounds, correct?
You give an affirmative. The big-chested con woman is holding a wide smile to the still-flawed soldier.
Understood. Are you? We're leaving. We'll sort through this at the camp.
You're outside Wolfram Square. Nearby is the bridge, and opposite is the population center. Overmore's markets, apartments, and gathering places.
Silver doesn't want you to be part of the hunt because of your involvement, but I convinced him you're the best chance for to move this case forward. My condolences to your cadets. I have a lot of questions to ask, but you must have even more judging by the events you described. We can pull up certain records to help Hover. However, you want to approach this, but holding up in here will only go so far.
You can think of several things to investigate. How? Why did I survive?
You look tired. It's best if we start immediately, but you're entitled to some rest after all. Using Melissa's fire like this again. She never convinced me he has changed, but I didn't think I would live to see it fall apart. For contract, she's been seeing a satellite for abuse recovery and medication. She's a researcher and technician at the medical center outside the square. What's strange is nobody's heard from him for the last 3 turns. He was supposed to meet the new affairs manager today, but never showed up. Other than from him and you, she wiped the slate pretty clean. Last people to actually talk with her were disintegrated or looking down a barrel. Chris was vocal about her theft case on the train to Edison, but we're having trouble getting in touch with him.
You find your own foil. You are a Donut's clone who arrived here unenlisted to the Overmore Security Force. You rose through the ranks and eventually settled, conducting outreach tending to the still ongoing refugee crisis. There is constant fighting with the Ottoman and elsewhere. The crisis started after cities and people collapsed. The expeditions, they were dependent on becoming fearful, packing up their things and leaving thousands to danger. Going to the file, there are a lot of performance notes about your cadets, but most are about Melissa's recovery and her plea/non-involvement statements for a recent theft. Also written are appointments with satellites some turns back. You pass over the canine's file. His name is Sterling. His initials reflected on a somewhat volatile record. The words white goggles and weapon stealing and beheading are highlighted. Also highlighted are addresses pointing to vacant lots outside the square and in the apartments.
I know you two spent a lot of time together. I don't know what you saw in her. The instructor-student thing doesn't look good. I guess that's over now. Melissa will likely be looking for satellites. Motives and why she disintegrated the cadets. But nobody else is unclear for now. You should look around the medical center and the cadets' apartments for leads.
If we do find her, what can we possibly bring to stop her? Of all those people who disintegrated completely, I didn't lose a hair. I might be the only person who can apprehend her.
I did consider that when recommending you. We will explore the phenomena. Science and technology have advanced. After all, I don't believe this is some kind of magical hallucination.
She says she's taking back what is hers, and that I nearly killed her once. I can't make sense of it, much less that strange glowing.
Speaking of, that Casper person called again, same as before. Researcher rambling about Cyano unhinging, asking about amnesia and personality changes. I have no idea what.
Sterling, I can't remember anything before waking up on the train to Edison. I would like to speak to this person. He doesn't seem concerned.
Get some rest. Here's the file.
You take a look at the photo. You reload in cycle magazines before promptly falling asleep. You hear a familiar, tortured voice.
No! I'm Melissa. I can't do this.
There is a white-haired girl in your home. She has many bandages over some wounds, and you can see why she is very troubled. You can see she is very troubled. This is not unusual to you. Many others have sought your company for escape and see you as a spiritual figure. You could hear the collective voice that have guided many to the ends of their adventures. Great and terrible things. This has interested you for some time and led you to your collection of artifacts, which seems to focus them. Earlier this turn, there was a visitor whom the voices had urged to be great danger. The visitor had interest in a particular artifact, but was brazen and rude, so you kept it away. You thought this visitor had followed you here. Did you face bring some relief to your suspicion?
I'm sorry, I need a place to stay. Please.
Sanctuary here has no material price tag, but one of personal understanding. If you will tell me the tale of your travel and injuries, I will decide your stay.
I attacked my friends and comrades, erased them, and all that I've worked for. I don't know if I can go on like this.
She forces a smile through the tears.
I was shot at. The pain is incredible.
What is your name? She scowls and hurls a container to the floor.
I'm not Kari. I'm Melissa. I'm Melissa.
Erased? What had happened? What had you hoped to achieve?
I'm used to picking up the pieces. I was filth, and she saw a saint in me, but this time, I can't do it. Kari, I'm no hero.
Her outburst has you on guard. She... Her outburst has you on guard. She begins looking around, searching for something. This has you greatly concerned. Having faith that he is not planning to attack, you assert yourself. Please allow me. What is it what you are looking for?
My medication. I think I have one left. I need to find Satellites.
You find her medicine on the floor. Its purpose is unknown to you. There is a ditch on it marked several turns from now, yet it's completely empty. Is she taking more than prescribed? The researcher. There's word he got into trouble and disappeared. Please relax. You need to rest on your wounds. You need to rest or your wounds will get worse. Who saw a saint in you? You know the danger of asking the next question. Who is Kari?
The huntress in Tara I felt in Ayo. A soldier. Kari. He's a brigand and thief. I'm destroyed. I have to give in.
She stands up from her seat.
I won't have anything left.
Have something, please. A warm drink. I will do my best to let no harm befall you under this roof. She sinks back, sobbing. You pick up the mess and pointy implements before leaving. You prepare a calming tea and return to see Melissa leaning against the wall. Will you offer the drink? She weakly grasps the cup and takes a sip. She is smiling suddenly. You should have a seat. Her response is jarring.
I'm fine from where I stand. That person won't find what he's looking for because it's not here, right? You have a visitor.
You see strange light outside. You dive away from the door. Beyond Turn Zero, end.